From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Medicare fraud investigators are expected to release a report later today detailing widespread corruption among medical equipment suppliers in Southern California. More than 100 offices out of 900 investigated turned out to be closed in vacant buildings or located in the same place as another business, like an art gallery. The LA Times got hold of an advance copy of the report, which notes the phony offices billed the federal government $21 million over the course of just 1 year. Investigators are calling for stronger enforcement efforts. More than 600 physicians and scientists from 40 countries will gather at Loma Linda University this week for a 3-day conference on vegetarian nutrition. Among the session topics, broccoli, fish, soy, and global warming. Pentagon researchers recently found more than a third of the veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan have serious psychological problems. But mental health care is routinely delayed or denied, according to disability rights advocates suing on behalf of two veterans groups. The lawsuit's being heard today in a federal courtroom in San Francisco. Scott Schaefer has more.
In June of 2001, Barbara Serrano's son Sean joined the Marines. He was sent to Iraq and in 2004 found himself in Fallujah in some of the war's fiercest fighting.
He has told me that that was the worst place he's ever been. It was the closest thing to hell he could think of.
One day while driving through the streets of Fallujah, an explosion rocked a building near his vehicle.
And part of the building came through the Humvee and knocked him out of the driver's seat and threw him to the ground, and part of his jacket caught onto the door and it dragged him.
Sean survived the explosion, but his right arm and elbow were severely injured. He was flown back to San Diego to recover. Eventually, he returned home to Morgan Hill and lived with his mother. But Serrano says the war left her son shaken, unable to function.
He would be angry, and he'd get in my car and try to go someplace, and he'd get lost, and he'd call me, and I'd say, well, where are you? And he'd go, I don't know, and I'm frantic because I can't go help him. And this was a horrible, horrible situation to be going through.
One day, Serrano's son heard a woman on television describing symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, irritability, anxiety, fear of crowds. He recognized the symptoms as his own and made an appointment at the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Palo Alto.
And they evaluated him, and then they patted him on the head and sent him home with sleeping pills. That's all he got.
In a sworn declaration filed with the lawsuit, Serrano says the VA never offered any psychological counseling to her son. Today, he's living in Minnesota. He's working, but that injured right arm means he'll never fulfill his dream of becoming a highway patrolman. Marine Corporal Mike Ergo was also in Fallujah in late 2004. He and his comrades went house to house throughout the city looking for insurgents. 5 close friends were killed. His battalion lost 21 people in 1 month alone. Before being honorably discharged, Ergo says he asked his superiors for mental health counseling to ease his return to civilian life in California.
They kind of looked at me like, why you and not so-and-so who maybe saw more action than you did? Or why are you having a problem and no one else is having a problem?
Ergo said the whole thing left him feeling embarrassed, so he dropped it. He says a later medical evaluation showed he had PTSD, and Ergo started getting disability checks from the government.
And I'd get paperwork from the VA, but the paperwork, I just inundated with it. And, you know, when you got stacks and stacks of paper, you know, you're not sure what to do with any of it. So I didn't do anything with it. I just mostly started drinking heavily at home.
Eventually, Ergo walked into a vet center near his home in Contra Costa County and got into psychotherapy. He says talking about his feelings really helped him cope with what happened. Today, he heads a support group for vets in the Bay Area. Ergo isn't a party to the federal lawsuit being heard today in a San Francisco courtroom, but stories like his prompted Berkeley-based disability rights advocates to file the lawsuit on behalf of 2 nonprofit veterans groups. It calls the VA overwhelmed and unable to provide timely mental health care, especially to vets returning home from the Middle East. Heather Moser is one of the attorneys representing the veterans.
And what we're saying is that the system is broken, that the system has broken down in terms of delay of care to such an extent that it's tantamount to a denial.
What's more, the suit alleges that the VA financially rewards employees for prematurely denying claims, creating what plaintiffs call the hamster wheel phenomenon, where claims are recycled and delayed. But VA spokesman Terry Jemison says vets from Iraq and Afghanistan are getting the care they need.
We easily were able to accommodate their needs in our system and have had more programs specifically designed to look for and provide services for some of the problems of the Iraq and Afghanistan combat veterans who come back.
Justice Department attorneys representing the VA declined to comment on the lawsuit, but they argue the issue of veterans' benefits is a public policy grievance that should be settled by Congress, not a federal court. If left untreated, PTSD can lead to depression, substance abuse, or even suicide. The federal government is making efforts to help veterans with mental health problems. They've set up a toll-free suicide hotline where vets can talk to mental health professionals. And President Bush recently signed a law increasing the length of time some veterans are entitled to free health care from 2 years to 5 years. In San Francisco, the VA hospital has opened a clinic where Iraq and Afghanistan vets can get physical and mental health care in one visit. Dr. Karen Seal co-directs the clinic. She says she's impressed by how quickly the VA is ramping up its services for returning vets.
We have so many new mental health practitioners. The irony is we don't even have enough offices to put everyone, and we're doubling up in offices. You hear the construction going on around you. We're just building space, you know, to basically accommodate a new influx of staff, and a lot of the staff really is in the area of mental health.
But plaintiff's attorney Heather Moser says steps like those only go so far.
Congress has said these veterans are entitled to care. The military's told them when you leave, you're going to get that care. And the federal judge has the power to order them to do that, to prevent this problem.
Even if the lawsuit ultimately prevails, Congress and the president would still have to allocate additional money to provide all the services attorneys say the veterans are entitled to. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
That's the California Report for Monday, March 3rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995, and the California Endowment, working to ensure that Californians get statewide health reform this year. Online at cahealthreformnow.org.